in our Bible reading that we had read earlier. The first verse goes like this, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. So this is the Bible reading by a man named Isaiah. And he lived hundreds of years before Jesus lived. And Isaiah was speaking to people who were having a very bad time. Actually, life was really tough. And it was tough because they had ignored God. They hadn't trusted God. They hadn't looked after each other. They hadn't looked after the people who were poor in their society. And God was not happy. And they had a really bad king. He was called King Ahaz. He was a really bad king. And he didn't trust God either. So God sent, as a punishment to them, a foreign country called Assyria. And that is why they were living in darkness, because they were under the judgment of God and how they treated them. And so they are in darkness. But Isaiah says there's good news, because you're not going to have to stay in darkness forever. God is going to find a way to get out of darkness and into the light. Now here's a quick question. Put your hand up if you think you've ever been to a place where it's been completely dark. Completely dark. You know that thing where you really can't even see with your hands, you can't see your toes. If you live in London, it's not that dark quite often, is it? But if you've been to really dark, now, tell me, how does it feel when you can't even see where you're walking? And you're going to put a hand up and tell me, well, how does it feel? Kind of cool, and it can be a bit scary as well. Do you know, we went with the teenagers on a sailing weekend back in October. And we were on this boat on the Essex coast. And the boat was moored off in the harbour. And then some of the activities took place on the shore. And one day, everyone went off to go and do their activities. It was dark. And I had to walk up this gravel path without a torch. And actually, it's really quite dark once you get out of London. And it was just this point of thinking, if I get this wrong, I'm going to end up in the sea. In the mud and in the sea, which would have been really embarrassing on a youth anyway, with your feeling. So it was really hard. Because actually being in darkness is quite hard. Can you think about films as well? Think about films. When there's a really bad bit of a film, it's always at night, isn't it? It's always really dark. And that's because darkness is camping and is quite scary. Imagine what it was like before we even had electric lights. Once it got dark, it was really dark. Darkness is something that is bad, and in the Bible, it is a sign of God's judgment. And the Bible says that actually each one of us, we all walk in the darkness by ourselves. But the great news is that God is light, and he has made a way for us to leave the darkness and come into the light. And that's what Isaiah is promising in this thing. A light will dawn. And in those verses, we see what will happen when the light comes. Have a look, maybe you've got your sheet at verse 3. Isaiah says, you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. The picture is that when the light comes, there will be a time of great joy. Isaiah says, for people walking in darkness, a time is coming of great joy. And the question is, what will a time of great joy be like? Well, that is where we have a party and celebrate. So let me just Lisa, why don't you come and join me?
I'm excited about this party, Matt. What can we have at your party? Poppers. Cool. Yeah. No problem.
Can you have like a nice squeeze?
Woo! Woo! Oh, I've got a drink. Excellent.
At least can you put a crack in the
ring? Yeah, of course. Hang on. Ready? Hang on. Oh, I got the stuff! Super!
And maybe you like some crisps.
Oh, I love some crisps, yeah. This is a great party. Mmm. Oh, great. Thanks.
The picture the Bible gives that when Jesus is there, there will be a time when darkness will give birth to light, and light will be a time of joy. That's the first thing. Secondly, I'd like to have a look at verse 5. So when this light comes, every warrior's boots used to crack. And every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. In other words, it's saying that when this time of darkness ends, there will be peace. Isaiah promises that darkness will end, the light will come, and there will be peace. And you see what will happen? All the things that are too warm will get burnt up. I've got my grate here. Lucy, one of you can just hold this for me.
I will. Okay, got it.
And I want you to imagine this is a big roaring fire. And all the things of war get put to the swords. Guns.
Who knew you had that?
Garments of war. They will all be burnt up. Don't worry, I'm not about to set fire to them. But that is what the picture of the Bible gives. There will come a time of peace when all the things of war will be burnt up. The question is, how do we move from that time of darkness to this place of joy and peace? Who will bring it about? And the answer to that is in verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah says that a child, a son that is a wonderful counselor, he will give really wise teaching, someone who is Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, will enable all people who are in darkness to experience joy and peace. And that lesson is, of course, Jesus. Jesus himself is the person that Isaiah is looking forward to. Jesus is the one who is the light of the world. And then you say, how does Jesus bring joy? And how does Jesus bring peace? Well, Jesus brings joy because he says it's possible for all of us to be friends with God forever. He says it's possible for us to be forgiven by God for all the things we do wrong because he died and rose again for us. And he says that we can experience eternal life. And it's great news that joy is in. But the Bible says that we see that in part now, but in Advent we're also that Jesus will return again. And then there will be perfect joy for all who trust in Jesus. And secondly, Jesus brings peace. Peace with God. Friendship with him. And no hostility anymore, no walking in the darkness. Just light and friendship. Jesus brings peace with God and through that, peace with each other. And then sends us as Christians out into the world to make peace in the world we live in. So as we go into this Advent season here, it's great to remember that Isaiah points forward to a day when there is a possibility of moving from darkness to light because of Jesus. And Jesus brings joy and peace.